to walk in the blessing. Learn to walk in the way God designed it. Join Kenneth Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory as he concludes this Thanksgiving week special.
Let's turn back over here to Malachi. I want you to see something. Now, we're quoting God Himself here in Malachi, the third chapter. Now, the problem that was happening here in this case with the nation of Israel, they were tithing, but the blessing wasn't working. And they knew it. They were going downhill, and they couldn't figure out why. And they're crying out, squalling out, bawling to God about why you've forgotten us, why you don't ever pay attention to us. You promised our forefathers that you'd bless us. You're not blessing us, and we're doing everything right. We're tithing. We're doing all this, and we're doing all that. Does that sound familiar to anybody? I mean, here I am out there preaching your word, and I'm just standing on faith, and I'm confessing the word of God. I've done all I know to do, and this thing ain't working. I heard Gloria settle that one time for a man, and I decided I wasn't going to bring it up around her no more. This fella come up and said that to her. Ah, Sister Copeland, I just wish you could just tell me I've just done all I know to do, and this thing's not working. She said, that's simple. You don't know. You don't know enough what to do. And I thought, boy, she can put it where you just got to swallow it. There ain't nothing else you can do. Her favorite word is, well, get over it. Okay. Amen. Now, they were doing that. And so God just said, all right, I'll tell you why. He said, you're not tithing. You're bringing junk in here to me. Now, they did the same thing Cain did. God told Cain, he said, sin is at your door. But if you'll rebuke it and you repent, I'll accept your old bad offering this time, and then you can straighten it out. Abel was bringing not only the first, but he's bringing the fat. He's bringing tithes and offerings, and he was doing it in joy. He was bringing it correctly. And Cain, if you study it, and go get your concordance and study the way the English Bible is translated, it just sticks out like a sore thumb that Cain was bringing the pickings of the third crop. Dear God, you can't even eat something that's a third picking. Have any of you ever tried to eat beans off a third picking? Hogs won't eat them. They're sticks. Little old dried up BB bean looking thing. That's what he was bringing to God. They weren't worth anything. Nobody could eat them, so ain't nobody going to buy them. Well, that's what he was bringing God as a tithe. And God stopped him at the door and said, there's something wrong with this, boy. Now, if you don't get straightened up, you're in trouble. Well, instead of straightening it up with God, he got mad and jealous of his brother and killed him. Now, this is what they were doing. But now, and another thing that I won't take time to dig into it here. This is another study of its own. But he said, your words are stout against me. In other words, your words are stopping the very blessing that you're crying out about. Now, in the third chapter, I want you to notice a couple of things here. Verse 10, bring the tithe to the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out blessing. I'll pour that blessing on you. If you'll go back and obey my directions and what I told you to do. Now, here again, why did he put certain restrictions on it? Well, the first man, without any restriction but one, fouled it up so bad he fouled it up for everybody else. Now you got an outlaw loose in the world, and so we've had to put spiritual bars on the window. Well, you ain't going to crawl up and come through that window no more than anybody else. You're going to go around and come through the door with your badge on. It's red. for blood. Amen. If you're going to walk in the blessing, you have to walk in it the way God has designed it. Because if you'll walk in it the way He designed it, you can walk in all of it. Praise God. I mean, you can just have it all. I mean, you got the key to the door. Now, notice what He said there. You bring it, I will pour out the blessing, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he will not destroy the fruit of your ground. Now, and then in the 13th verse, He said, your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Well, what are we going to do about that? Okay, we're going to fix that also. Now, you still got your place there in Hebrews 7, right? All right, put your marker or something there because we're going to flip back and forth. No, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and read there first and then we'll go back to the other place where we're going. Hebrews 7. Now, what God told those priests over there through the prophet Malachi, He said, if you do what I tell you to do, I'll pour the blessing out. Well, now, they were priests. So what's He telling them? You're a priest. I'll pour the blessing out on you, and you take it to the people. Same orders. Same orders. Blessing. Say it. Blessing, praise God. The blessing of Abraham has come on us through Christ Jesus. All right. And we're here in chapter 7. Jesus, a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now notice in verse 7. Without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the greater. And here, men that die receive tithes. Now, this is extremely important. No pastor, no apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher has any right to handle that tithe and not handle it in faith, not handle it in righteousness, not handle it according to a righteous, merciful high priesthood before God. Amen. Small wars have been fought over this. Well, I'm supposed to be getting all the tithe. Any man that is that jealous over the tithe, don't have any business with any of it. I'm going to get over here and talk to you preachers a little bit. I'm like Bill, I ain't got but a few minutes. I'm going to be real straight with you. But I'd be this straight with you if I had all day. Amen. You're not the Lord of the tithe. Jesus is. You can get very religious and very legalistic about it and lose the whole wagon load. Amen. Now, I'm not saying this because I'm trying to get part of your tithe. Your name was Emmanuel, right? Emmanuel, I just can't tell you how much I don't care if people send me their tithe or not. I'm not after you tithe. I'm trying to get something through to you to tithe on. But I'll tell you what I am after. I am after your obedience to Christ Jesus, who is the high priest over the tithe. There it is right there. Here men that die receive tithes, but there he receives them of whom it is witnessed that he's alive, he lives. One translation said, is witnessed of him, he lives forever. Well, that's borne out again back here when it says he is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So tithing's going to go on forever. Always and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, we're there. Now, you put your marker or something right there and go with me over to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26. It shall be when you are come in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance and possesses it and dwells therein. Now, Colossians 1, 12 and 13. Make yourself a note right there. Because see, this was written in the old covenant, but the principles have never gone away. The principles are exactly the same because Jesus is a high priest forever after the same orders as Melchizedek. And this was drawn up after those same orders of Melchizedek. He was the high priest of God before there was a written law. And so, Colossians 1, 12 and 13, giving thanks unto God, who hath, H-A-T-H, has already delivered us from the authority of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of God's dear Son. So I am a citizen of the kingdom of heaven and I am of the household of faith. Amen. Amen. Now it says, but then now, You not only acknowledge that, but you have to possess that. So how do you do that? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things be added to you. When you have no more sin consciousness and you begin to realize, I'm not going to possess this land after I die and go to heaven. No, He has already delivered me from darkness and translated me over into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Now I am a possessor. Amen. Now, He said, you shall take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which the Lord shall bring of your land that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and put it in a basket, and go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place His name there. And you shall go unto the priest that shall be of those days. Well, I just read you here, men that die receive tithes, but there he receive of them of whom it is witness he lives forever. He is a high priest forever after the same order of Melchizedek, which is you bring the tithe and he pours out blessing. I'll tell you, I latched on to what Jerry Savelle told me the other night, dear Lord. I wrote out a heavenly grant back sitting back there while he is preaching. I want you to know we are going, our next step in our personal life and in this ministry is fullness of blessing. And I like what the Apostle Paul said. He said, I am sure I'm coming in fullness of blessing. I am sure we are going to fullness of blessing. Amen. Blessing without measure. Glory to God. When is this done? It's done in the tithing exchange. That's what it's all about. Amen. So, this, those of you that have one of our reference Bibles, you'll find it on page 122 under the heading of outgo. And it's all spelled out in there. Because now notice what he said here. And I profess, you say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord my God, I'm come unto the country which the Lord swore unto my fathers to give us. And the priest shall say, he will do it. Is he faithful? Is he merciful?
Yes.
Amen.
Now, if you haven't been tithing, he's merciful. Go, first thing you do, you go get your forgiveness and get your cleansing. And then confess it out your mouth. I've been a thief. I've robbed you, God. But just like John in the little motorcycle, I come back. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I received my forgiveness. And I receive my cleansing. I am a tither. I am a tither. And I'm here tithing my tithe. Tithing is not just some automatic withdrawal account out of your bank. You haven't tithed at all. Not until you go before your high priest. Now, you pray about it. If that's the way you want it automatically withdrawn out of your account, some people just, If I don't see it, I won't spend it. Well, that's fine, but grow up. You're that close to being a thief, you need to do some honest praying here about that. I'm serious. I understand that. Well, I'll take any shortcut I can, but to put a noose around my neck, like the scripture says, don't be like a wild ass and have a bit put in your mouth. Well, there's certain things that I had to have a bit put in my mouth about, but I just stuck it in there myself. I didn't wait till God had to put a bit in my mouth and half break my neck and get me to do something. I put the bit in my mouth and handed him the reins and said, will you drive for a while? Praise God. Amen. And this particular situation has become so big in our lives. The Lord said to Gloria and me one day, he said, you're not spending enough time tithing the tithe. Come spend some more time before me. And he set us up a specific time to do that. And you don't just write the check on the way to church and get it in the offering container. You hadn't tithed yet. Leroy's here. Those of you that weren't here yesterday, Leroy Thompson gave me this clock. And every time it goes off, that's what Gloria says, Leroy's here. Now, let's close this with this right here. He tells you exactly what to say. This is an outline. We're in a different covenant than this. This covenant was established towards the future. We're looking towards the past because we own the future. See, we're looking at the cross and the resurrection of Jesus. We have been translated into the kingdom of God, the dear Son. We possess this land. And so he said this. You come before him and you say, we cried unto the Lord our gods. The Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. See, they were looking back at the time that they were delivered from Egypt, which was a type of our being delivered from bondage into the kingdom of God's dear Son. So this is a type. So we go to the real thing. So the Lord had me write this out in that outline. And it's a good thing to have something to go by for a while, but hey, you won't pray it over two or three times. And you get over in the Spirit of God, and you read the scripture right there in that sign, Deuteronomy 26, when it says, when he said, when you have finished tithing the tithe, then say, look down from your holy habitation and bless us. Glory to God. That's when the anointings that you need for ministry are increased. That's where if you'll spend some time there and just get quiet before him and thank God, you're withdrawing, you're pulling on him, you're pulling on the kingdom of God, and the Holy Ghost is within you, and he begins to direct you. If you'll sit there and listen to him a little bit, what's happened? You've come together in the most heavenly of places. You're in the heavenly Holy of Holies. You're in there where the forerunner Jesus has gone before you and poured his blood out on that mercy seat, glory to God, and has declared you a king and a priest that has rights to everything we have. And you get in there and things start clearing up and you begin to realize, hey, I'm supposed to be over there doing that. And you think, I ain't got the money to go. Oh, yeah, I got the money to go do that. I just need to draw down on it. Right. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. That's tithing the tithe. Amen. And in Deuteronomy 26, it said, look down from your holy habitation from heaven and bless us. Amen. Now, I wrote this out as the Lord directed me. I was a sinner held in bondage and in the darkness of Satan. I cried unto the Lord Jesus, and he heard my cry. He lifted me up out of affliction and oppression. He took me in and forgave me. He made me his through his shed blood and gave me authority over the evil one. Now I have brought the first fruits of my land, which you have given me, and I expect you to set it down before my heavenly Father, and I fully expect you, Lord Jesus, as my high priest, you who represent me in heaven, I fully expect you to worship our Father with my tithe.
Amen.
Now, it may not look like much in my hand and in my little basket. It gets big before it gets in there before the Father. Ah, Lord God, the high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek, is taking my tithe and my offerings, thank you very much, and worshiping our Father with it. And your Father don't say, how much did he give? That's not the way it's done.
Hallelujah.
That isn't the way it's done. Your Father says, oh, we got another letter from Kenneth and Gloria, huh? Yes, we did. And they wanted me to tell you, they just think you're marvelous. Your Father don't know you ever sinned. Jesus ain't going to tell on you. He's faithful, just, and merciful. He cleansed you from it and said, it's going to be all right about it. Everything's going to be okay. If the devil says anything about it, you tell him to come to me. Yeah, amen. You tell him you're an innocent man. And it's a wonderful way to live. Oh, Lord, somebody stand up and give the Lord praise.
It is very precious to know that because of Him, I am free from sin. I'm a new creature and everything has been made new for me.
It's knowing that my past doesn't exist. I can take a blank sheet of paper and there's nothing on it. And there's no, you know how when you're a kid and you would erase stuff, you could tell there was something there? Well, you can take that blank sheet of paper, you can't tell.
But to know that when we come to Christ and that we have received a pardon, a washing of that, that He doesn't remember it anymore, it's gone.
To be sinless in the sight of God, a holy God, what a gift.
When I think about being sin-free in God's eyes, it's a cleanness. I'm innocent. I love that word, innocent. It gives me an intimacy with God that there's no barriers between me and Him, and for that I am most thankful.
Get ready to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with other anointed ministers from across the country as we come together with believers from around the world. Spend an entire week in the Word at these life-changing meetings in 2008. Start things off in California at the West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th, this year at a new location. Join us at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Then head down to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention from the 4th to the 9th of August at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Finally, come to the Great Lakes Believers Convention August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information on these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
Now, in today's message, we're talking about Jesus, the high priest. You remember, now, we read that in the book of Hebrews. I want to remind you of it again. It says there, he receives. See, your offering is not to me. My offering is not to you. When I send in an offering to someone that I'm partners with in the ministry, I'm not sending that to them as such. It is going through them, but listen, I'm ministering this to Jesus. And it said, He receives our tithe. He receives our offerings. Now, you need to develop that concept on the inside of you, because you see, let's go back now to 2 Corinthians 9. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always being... having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Now, verse 10, he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food. He ministers the multiplying of your seed sown. He ministers the increase of the fruits of your righteousness. He ministers your being enriched in everything to all bountifulness. Hallelujah. Can you see that now? He ministers that. He receives it and he ministers to us. Lord Jesus, today is offering day on this broadcast. I have preached your word to your people. And now those that you reveal to them that they should be giving into this offering today, and I'm asking you to reveal to them what they should do and how they should do it. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come before the throne of grace. Sir, we minister this offering to you, and we receive your high priestly ministry of ministering all of these things here that your word said you would do. And we believe you receive our offering. We believe we receive your offering, your ministry of seed, bread, multiplication, and increase of the fruits of our righteousness. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. I remind you, those of you outside the United States, your offering stays in the area where you're watching now. It does not come to the United States ever. It just stays right there where you are. Go to church this weekend. Pray for the peace and godliness of the church and the peace of Jerusalem. Thank you for being with us today. We'll see you next time. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
This is the Year of the Open Door, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry tools and resources, visit our website at kcm.org. You may also call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. As we celebrate 40 years of ministry, we believe for God's plan in your life and that you will walk through the open door of the blessing this year. Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
10 years ago, I read a book by a man by the name of Mike Huckabee. He had just become governor of the state of Arkansas. And in that book, I got the phrase integrity of character. And that man, Governor Huckabee, an ordained minister of the gospel, is going to spend a week with us on this broadcast talking about that very thing.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.